be the light. That's it. So three words, be the light. In everything that you do, we just ask for our team members and our leadership is to be the light for anyone that you come in contact with in the store.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. In this episode, we have Marty and Maddie Windisch, local owner-operators of Chick-fil-A Lebanon Plaza. Marty and Maddie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's a true honor. Super blessed to be here. So looking forward to it, man.
And this is your first podcast experience.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, first one ever.
Okay.
So we're excited, a little nervous.
We'll set the bar high.
We're ready. So
first off, I want to shout out Maggie Grund down in Atlanta. Talk about like an awesome experience dealing with her and so far Chick-fil-A in general, right? So I don't know if you all know the kind of the story. I am a big Chick-fil-A fan. Literally, if I'm out in the road, which I do a lot for sales, as some of the listeners know, whether it's Philly, whether it's Gettysburg, whether it's up in Williamsport, it's a great experience, always a great experience. So when I heard that Lebanon County is getting a Chick-fil-A, that's a big deal. I don't know if you two know how big of a deal it is. There's a lot of great events going on, but when it comes to like cutting edge or newer restaurants and things like that, you know, it's just like the McDonald's and things that's always been here. So when I heard Chick-fil-A, it was big news, and it's like the rumor mill was spreading. So anyway, I decided to reach out on Instagram thinking, okay, it's a shot in the dark. Maybe somebody would respond. Never did I think somebody at corporate down in Atlanta would be emailing me back. Like, that's just awesome. Like, the whole experience. So anyway, Maggie, if you're listening, I just wanted to shout you out. I just thought it was really neat. Dealing with you has been great. And she is, for the listeners, a part of Chick-fil-A PR team.
Yeah, so shout out Maggie. She's helped me and Maddie a ton. So Maggie, if you're listening, again, thank you so much for all the work and support that you do for us. So
thank you, Maggie.
Perfect. So I got to ask the tough question. If you had to pick one item on your menu, what would it be?
You lead the way, Maddie.
That is so tough. I'm a big breakfast girl, so I love the chicken, egg, and cheese biscuit in the morning. And I really love our fruit cups as well.
I get the same thing every single day. So I get a grilled sandwich minus the lettuce, tomato, add pickles, and pepper jack cheese with a side of fries, two Chick-fil-A sauces, and some buffalo sauce.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a really good one. I like that.
I'm a creature of habit, so.
Every day?
Every day, pretty much, at least once a day, so.
And the fruit cups, I had those. They are good. Like, fresh. They're fresh, exactly. You know? Okay, so I'll share with you all my order, because I got it down packed. First of all, you pull up to Chick-fil-A. For listeners that might not know, what's your name? My name's Austin. And your people are there. They're great. They're phenomenal employees. It's a number 3, 12-piece, large sweet tea. Large waffle fry, because you got it. Waffle fries are amazing. Two Chick-fil-A sauces, sriracha sauce, and a brownie. Boom. And guess what? You can get that for, it's under $16 for that. Which again, if you go to these other fast food restaurants, it's not the same. It's just not.
Yeah. I will say one thing. You just had your order down pat. If you want to come over and help train a little bit too, you always got a spot with us. Because that was it right there.
That was it, yeah.
Oh, man.
I got it.
Verified the order and everything. Yeah. Sauces, we had it. And he knew the price.
Yeah, rough price. Yeah. And then, you know, have a nice day.
Yeah. Look at that. He's got the fond farewell in there. I don't know what this is.
Okay. Maybe I went to some training. Yeah.
Maggie got a hold of you, didn't she?
Yeah. Well, maybe. You know, Maggie and I've been talking over emails, but yeah, I'll tell you what, I do love Chick-fil-A.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so let's dive in. How did you two first meet?
You want to lead the way?
You can go ahead.
Okay, awesome. So me and Maddie went to the same college, McDaniel College, which is located in Westminster, Maryland, about an hour and a half south of here. I graduated the year that she came into college, but I was a volunteer baseball coach at the time. I played baseball at McDaniel. She played softball at McDaniel. So we had a big friend group that intertwined a lot. So about 3-4 years later, my best friend was dating her best friend, and they invited us out to a St. Paddy's Day festival where we met and got to hang out for the whole day. And during that period of time, it was just no questions asked. The chemistry was just there. We had a blast. Loved joking around. We're very goofy people, and we love to have fun. So during that period of time, I was with Chick-fil-A corporate at that period, and I was traveling around the country full time. But at that moment, I was stationed in Baltimore, so it was close to home. But I got notice about 2 weeks in advance that I would be leaving for Arizona for a period of time. During that time, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I should ask Maddie out on a date because I only had 2 weeks here in Baltimore. But like, I could not stop thinking about her. So basically asked her friend what I should do. And she's like, I think you should ask her out. So during that period of time, I didn't know how because she was in school as a teacher. So with Chick-fil-A, I recently learned how to use Google Forms to kind of evaluate my team, get some feedback. I was like, man, like she can't text me or call me. I'm going to just shoot a Google Forms over to her school email and see if she answers. And there's a list of questions of like where she would want to go on the date, if she wanted to go on the date with me, if she even wanted to see me again. But yeah, she filled it out and she said yes. And then we pretty much went on a date for 2 weeks straight of different restaurants, different places, different events. It was incredible. And since that day, we've been together now and just got married in July in Hershey. And honestly, it's just been so, so amazing that words can't describe it. So
hey, congratulations, guys, on just getting married. Yeah. That's exciting, right?
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And Google Forms. So when you got that, Maddie, like, what went through your head? What were you thinking? Just real quick.
I laughed out loud. I was in my classroom. It was, I think, lunch break. And I looked at my email, pulled it up, and I was like, what is this Google Form?
Yeah.
Because it was like an external email outside of the organization. I was like, is this spam? And then I saw Marty's name and I got excited. I was like, this is so funny and very much us. So
yeah. It worked. Okay. So at the time, Marty, you were already working for Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And Maddie, you were a school teacher. Mm-hmm. So did you like know about Chick-fil-A? Did you care about Chick-fil-A? Because some people don't have, in some areas there is not a Chick-fil-A yet, like Lebanon County didn't really have one. Mm-hmm. So we had to travel to Harrisburg or Lancaster for Chick-fil-A. So like, what was your thoughts? You're like, oh, the guy from Chick-fil-A wants to like go out. What were you thinking?
It's kind of funny. Growing up, I didn't know much about Chick-fil-A. My mom's actually allergic to chicken.
No
way. Which is, yeah, a little crazy. But as soon as I got to college at McDaniel, luckily there's one nearby. So we were there almost every day and instantly fell in love with it. And then as a teacher as well, always at Chick-fil-A. So
yeah.
Yes. Very, very cool. Positive thing.
So would you say that's kind of where your Chick-fil-A journey started?
Definitely through Marty. That's where he really taught me about Chick-fil-A and just it's so much bigger than just serving chicken. It's truly amazing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also shout out Chick-fil-A. I'm pretty sure I came from work the first night I met her. So I think I smelled like chicken nuggets and fries. So I think that was a huge factor of why she stuck around a
little
bit.
The deal.
Yeah, that was it. So shout out for that.
They should bottle that Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and sell it as a cologne. Different cologne or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. So Marty, let's get your journey through Chick-fil-A. Where did you first start? How'd it go?
Yeah, so I started with Chick-fil-A in July of 2018. So prior to that, I had a few different jobs. So out of college, I was an accountant. I was a staff auditor for a firm in D.C. From there, I spent about a year, and then I moved into the investing world with T. Rowe Price down in the Inner Harbor in Baltimore, buying and selling stocks. During that period of time, I went to college for finance and really was like in my family was looking to just get a good career, and I was one of the first people to go to college in my family. So like looking for a good career and something that I could just create and build like a legacy. So that's how I found myself in the financial world. It was safe and it was something I was good at. Mm-hmm. So with that, I spent about 3 to 4 years just kind of searching and realizing, hey, like there's things in the financial world that I love, but there's things in it that I just didn't enjoy or wasn't fulfilling my cup that I was looking for. And through that like soul searching or just trying to figure out what was going to fulfill my cup, I realized like it came down to a point of like I just wanted to own my own business to where I was able to influence people the way I wanted to and be able to put my vision into something bigger. So Chick-fil-A was not my first idea of owning a business at all. Honestly, I didn't know anything about Chick-fil-A at the period of time. But my pastor actually introduced me to a Chick-fil-A owner-operator, Brian Smith, which is located in Annapolis, Maryland, or Wall Chapel, Maryland, but it's close to Annapolis, so that's why I say it.
Okay.
So yeah, so he introduced me to Brian, and at that period of time, I still wasn't even looking at Chick-fil-A as an option. for what I was looking to do, I wanted to open up a CrossFit gym. So I love working out.
I can see that.
Yeah, yeah. Love working out. It's something that we try to do all the time. So I was like, hey, how do I make something that I love doing and being able to have an influence and help people reach their goals? I was like, man, I'll just want to open up a CrossFit gym. So with that, my pastor introduced me to that operator because he knew that operator ran a very successful business. So really through there, Brian Smith poured into me of helping me try to open up this business with no benefit to him, which was incredible. I've never seen someone that runs such a successful thing just like take the time to meet with me daily and pour into me with no benefit. So like through that, I was able to see what a true servant leader was. And I just fell in love with like his vision and what he was able to do with Chick-fil-A. Through that, I was able to see how much his team not only loved him, but loved the community. And I was also able to see how he was able to impact not just his team, but how much bigger his footprint went from a store to not just serving his community. He's been able to create nonprofits overseas and help in such a big footprint of, hey, like he was able to use Chick-fil-A as a platform, not only to serve and protect the brand, but be able to serve people and take care of people. And like, that's what I realized I was missing when I was working in the financial industry or what I was searching for to own my own business was, hey, like I want to be able to leave a legacy here that is greater than what it was before when I came. So with that, I truly believe that's helping and serving people and just being the light for people that come in contact, whether it's with Chick-fil-A, whether it's with Maddie, whether it's with you, just how can you make it a better place and help people when sometimes life can be dark? How can you be that light? And Brian really showed me what that meant. So with that, I looked at him and I was like, hey, Mr. Brian, like I know nothing about Chick-fil-A. I thought I needed a ton of financial backing. I was like, I don't have financial backing. I was like, Mr. Brian, how do I get to where you are one day? And that's when he really just sat down and explained like, hey, with Chick-fil-A, like if you're willing to put in the time, the sweat equity, like there is a real opportunity that you're able to own a Chick-fil-A. So at that point in time, I was 24 years old. I remember going home and talking to my parents and sitting on the picnic table outside and looking at them and saying, after they helped me get through school and supported me through everything. And they're like, hey, like, yes, you graduated college. You have a great job. Like, you're going to be okay. And I looked at them and I was like, hey, guys, just letting you know, I left the financial industry and I am going to go be a team member at a Chick-fil-A.
And how'd that go?
Oh my goodness, the look on their faces, and you know, mom and dad, like they were kind of speechless for a second. But the other thing, like I truly mean, like if you guys are listening, mom and dad, like they've been my rock and my support system through that period of time. They looked at me and said, like, hey, like if this is what you want, like we believe in you, and we are here to support you in case anything happens. Like if you need a place to come, if you need anything like that, like you know, you have a safe home here. So they've always been able to be a light in my life of like protection and safety, encouraged me to go out and fail, which is a cool concept, which is, hey, go out and fail, see what you learn and go from there. So with that, they were just a huge support for myself. So I had the courage and the confidence to hop in as a team member at 2018. And really from there, just fell in love with the company, fell in love what Chick-fil-A stands for, and fell in love with Brian Smith and his vision. And really, like, it met everything I was looking for that fulfills my cup. It's a competitive workplace. It's always changing. There's so many people that need people to have influence in. So, like, all those things, like, it didn't matter how long the days were sometimes. I mean, right now, like, we work probably over hundreds of hours in a week. We're always working, but like those hours don't feel like anything because we're working for a bigger purpose, which is really, really cool. Because it's hard to find that in a job sometimes. And like, I feel like we've been blessed to find that right now. So really, like, that's how I got involved with Chick-fil-A. It's been a journey since then. Spent 3 years working as a team member and working my way up with Mr. Brian, from 2018 to 2021, where in July of 2021, I joined Chick-fil-A Corporate. What they have is called a leadership development program. The leadership development program is a really unique and cool opportunity where you essentially drop everything and you get to, it's almost, I'm a big sports guy. So I try to make a ton of analogies to sports. It's like a preseason game comparative to like a regular season game,
okay,
where it's a preseason opportunity to be an owner operator. So if you get accepted into LDP, which was a long journey, it was about, I think I had like 9 to 10 interviews to get in, which was, wow. It was a lot, but it was really cool. I learned a ton in those periods of time. But once you get in, you get to essentially take over company-owned restaurants, come in, try to get it to a standard to where a local owner-operator can come in. And they give you the platform and the chance to go out there and protect the brand and essentially be an owner-operator with like practice, which is really fun. With that, you drop everything. You travel full-time. You live out hotels and drive rental cars. And every Friday, they can post a new schedule. They let you know where you're going. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, so... We can get into that talk a little bit later, but that's where Chick-fil-A really started. It was 2018 when Mr. Brian joined LDP in 2021, traveled for about 3 years full-time with Chick-fil-A, Maddie and I. And then, yeah, so then saw Lebanon was coming, and this was number one on our list of where we wanted to be. So growing up in the area, growing up nearby, like, this is our home. This is where we want to be. This is where we want to raise a family. This is where... we relate to the community, and we know like how it is to like, grow up in central Pennsylvania, and any way that we can help and support is what our vision has been. Through traveling, we realize it's people over place for us.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. We've been to some really cool places, some other places that maybe we won't go back to, but, through that we realized like, again, like it's people over place. It's people that have poured into us that we want to be able to give back to. Not just that, like we like having people that we grew up with important to us around us as a support system. So we truly believe like having a huge community that can support you allows you to grow as a person, but also allows, it's like a snowball effect, right? So like once you start getting a bunch of people with the same vision, it's a bigger impact. And that's really what Chick-fil-A has designed with their franchise model is, when you mentioned in the beginning, it's locally owned and operated. It's locally owned and operated here. And the reason they do that is because they're able to find people that care about that community. And it's bigger than just a store. It's bigger than serving a Chick-fil-A sandwich. True Kathy says this, but we're in the people business, not the chicken business.
Okay.
Which is really
so
cool.
So true, right?
Yeah.
So true. Yeah.
So once we saw Lebanon come up, we were like, man, like this is it. Through a lot of prayer, a lot of faith, a lot of long conversations, just... it led us to here, which is incredible, and we wouldn't change it for the world. And the first month, today's actually our month anniversary, by the way. We opened up a month ago. Yeah. So the first month has been incredible. The team members have been fantastic. The community has been so receptive and supportive of us. So whoever's out there listening to that, we just thank you from the bottom of our hearts, because we could not have done this without you guys.
And this is recorded on October 12th. It's going to come out a little bit later. So technically,
yeah,
it'll come out in the future, if that makes sense. But yeah, let's take a quick sip break. This sip break is brought to you by Chick-fil-A's Sweet Tea. As a guy that loves sweet tea, take it from me when I say their signature sweet tea, brewed fresh each day, sweetened with real cane sugar, or left unsweetened, Chick-fil-A's Sweet Tea is a must-have. Get it today at your local Chick-fil-A. Brian Smith, it sounds like you would consider him a mentor.
100%.
Meeting Brian Smith, I mean, had you not met him, you probably wouldn't be sitting here right now as Chick-fil-A owner-operator.
Yeah, I would definitely say Brian Smith and Joe Lachlan are definitely the two people. Without them, I would never have learned or seen or heard about Chick-fil-A. I mean, maybe it would have been later in life, but... I just think God works in so many ways where timing aligns and you have to go through different things to get to where like he has a plan for you. And the way I met Joe and the way I met Brian, like truly, I don't believe it was coincidental, and it lined up to where I was able to be introduced to Chick-fil-A. So yeah, those two have been huge mentors in my life and we're still in contact to this day. Like those are huge sounding boards for us. Joe actually married us, which is really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, so both of those guys, shout out. If you guys are listening, we love you so much. And again, we cannot thank you guys as much.
You did a phenomenal job and you covered a lot. But I want to go a little bit more in depth if we could. So the leadership development program, you know, you started under Mr. Brian, worked your way up, obviously proved, and he saw something in you, the hustle, the drive, the ambition to want to keep growing. So you went to the leadership development program. Like, what lessons did you learn, and what kind of was that experience like?
Oh my goodness. The lessons I've learned, I don't know if I can count on two hands. The experience itself was incredible. A, from just being able to travel across the country with Chick-fil-A and be able to impact so many different people from different walks of life. It's something like it's hard to find an opportunity to do that. And Chick-fil-A gave us the opportunity too. So we're able to step into so many different communities and just seek to understand and meet them where they're at and how we could be helpful in those ways. Through that, we were able to learn how to work with a whole bunch of different kinds of people. People that from like a big city that we've lived in to super rural areas and in the middle of Illinois. Like, you start to just learn how different cultures and different places are different and have different needs. And it taught us a lot about like, how do we seek to understand? How do we meet people where they are? How do we figure out like our one experience where we grew up, how do we change the way that we lead, the way that we teach, the way that we coach, and the way that we serve, because it is different all across the country. Mm-hmm. And with that, like that experience in its own is something so hard to find, because it's hard. Chick-fil-A gave us the opportunity to go into these different places where if I would have stayed in the financial world, and then Maddie, if you would have stayed as a teacher, the level of exposure would have just been in one place, one experience, one understanding. And really, that's probably where we would have thought like our level of growth would have been. So with us, like that's probably the biggest takeaway I had, was just, hey, going in and learning about different types of people, different places in the country. I don't know. That's definitely my biggest takeaway, from like a business side. But then from a personal side, it also taught, I believe, us, and you can speak into this more, but just how to live in different circumstances and find what truly matters. So when I mentioned people over place, like that was something that we got a chance to travel, which was a huge blessing, but we realized like, hey, like it's not about where you are, it's about who you're with. So that was a big thing for me. Also with that, just building community, like wherever we were. So like trying to find a church, trying to find people to surround ourselves with, because it can get really lonely when you're traveling and you don't have a community. So I truly believe like through that, like community is very, very important. And that's why it's something that we're very, very passionate about. I'll kick it over to you, Maddie. What were some of the experiences for you that you had that you would say took away from it?
I feel like you summed it up perfectly, Marty. Just going to so many different communities, like you said, and learning how different people are and how they're raised, and just like you said, seeking to understand so that we can pour into them and do what we can. I did substitute teach in some of these different areas, so it was very interesting. Just seeing the different school systems and how different communities are, it was a very unique experience, and I feel very blessed to be able to travel and learn so much from these different areas.
Yeah, and Marty, I like what you said there, that it's people from different walks of life. That's one of the kind of like mottos of the American Grown podcast. Mm-hmm. People from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now, right? Like that's the whole thing of life, you know. Mm-hmm. It's your journey. It's where you started to where you are, and some people have roadblocks and things they've overcome, and it's quite amazing to hear. So, Maddie, just to kind of like for the listeners, you're a teacher. You just up and leave and join Marty on this adventure to become a Chick-fil-A owner operator. Like,
so I graduated 2020, which, as everyone knows, was a very crazy time. So with teaching, my student yes. teaching was online. My first year ever teaching was online in my apartment. So it was very unique. I definitely learned a lot through that experience. So I taught 2 years, third grade, down in Maryland, Montgomery County. I loved it, but then I decided to join Marty just for this unique experience and being able to substitute teach in the different areas, because as a teacher, I knew how important substitute teachers are, and they're often overlooked, and yeah. they're just so crucial in the school system. So yeah, I was able to teach in a different capacity through that experience.
Shout out to all the teachers, because you're 100% correct. Sometimes I don't think they get enough credit, substitute or full-time. It's like they are really molding the minds of mm-hmm. the next generation, you know, the youth of America. Yeah.
For sure.
Going through the leadership development program, you're traveling, right? It sounds like you're traveling all over, a big community, small communities. How did you both end up back here, like in Lebanon County, or at least local to this area?
Yeah, for sure. So Chick-fil-A, it's really unique when you go through the franchise selection process. There's a bunch of interviews. It probably took I guess 2.5 years through our interview process for local owner operator. Through that, there's a period of time when you go through the interview stages of what they call is like getting accepted into the coop. Through that period of time.
Wait, into the coop?
Yeah. So the coop.
I love that.
Yeah. It's an also, okay. Chick-fil-A uses a ton of like awesome like acronyms and like different things. So yeah. The coop is a place where you go through the interview process and essentially at that period of time, you get to start applying for specific stores. As you like all this information, you can also find at Chick-fil-A's page too. So if anyone has questions, like it probably has a lot more detail than what I can share. But the way that we got here is once you get into the coop, you get a chance to essentially apply for stores. Through the interview process, you list out specific region areas of where you want to be. And number one area for us was the Harrisburg market. So that was the name of the market. It's not Harrisburg specifically. So that encompassed pretty much all central Pennsylvania.
Okay.
For us, we knew we wanted to be back home. So I grew up just south of Hanover, Pennsylvania. And then Maddie's from
York County.
Yeah, York County.
Oh, yeah, just down the road there. Yeah. Okay.
So right, we knew we wanted to be in central Pennsylvania because this is where we were raised. This is our home. This is where our friends are. This is where our family is. And then just like knowing that we could relate to a community was like, hey, like this is really where we find our heart, our passion. And really, like this is where we wanted to raise our family, our kids. We love this community true and dear. And there's no other place in the country that we would want to be. So we saw as we're looking, like there's been other stores where we've passed on opportunities to apply. And we saw Lebanon was coming and we were like, this is where we want to be. This is our dream store, our dream location, our dream community. So as soon as that came up, like we made sure we got our name in the hat, made sure like people knew like we were the people that wanted to be in Lebanon. And we had quite a few interviews through that. But God willing, like this is where we landed and this is where they put us and couldn't be more happy to be here because, I mean, we have friends, family, support, not just that. I mean, the community is absolutely amazing, supportive, loving, caring. So we're just excited to see what we can do here as a Chick-fil-A operator and operator team to just support this community and see how we can grow and just make Lebanon just even better than what it was.
What does a day in the life of a local owner-operator look like? A lot of people probably have no idea. You know?
We don't have any idea. No, I'm just kidding. Every day is different. Mm-hmm. That's how I would phrase it, and that's one of the things that we do love about it. For me personally, you never know what you're going to wake up to, especially in a grand opening season right now. So I just want to thank anyone that's listening just for all the patience and grace as we go through this process. We've had a ton of interviews, hiring a bunch of people, and we're at a place where we have a brand new team, which is incredible, and they've been fantastic, and our goal is to get better every single day. So everyone that has come to support us, we love you so much, and just thank you for all the patience and grace as we continuously get better every day. But with that being said, a day for us is, I mean, right now, I mean, we're there at open, we're there at close. So our biggest thing is like we believe in presence is one of the biggest thing in leadership is to be there for your team. So we make it very clear that we are there for them at all periods of time. So with that right now, I mean, we're up at 4:30 a.m. We get to the store at open around 5:30. We're there to support our team. The morning time's a little bit slower for us, so we're working on more of like business and financial stuff that goes into whether that's running payroll, paying invoices, and really just game planning for each day in the week as it comes ahead. Typically, as you know, if you come to Chick-fil-A, getting closer to 11 o'clock where we are, we get slammed, which is exciting and it's a lot of fun. So a lot of that time we're in operations pretty heavily, supporting the team, training, and just interacting with the community. That's one of our biggest things is like we want to get to know our guests because again, another thing that we've learned is seek to understand. If we're able to learn who our guests are, we can best serve them. And the only way that we truly believe you can do that is being present. So we're in operations. There's usually like a little slow period of time between 2 and 4 that we'll try to get a little lunch break in. Sometimes we'll take a walk, me and Maddie, just to get our thoughts together and like regroup for dinner time, which is a lot of fun. And then we get back for dinner time. 5 and 8, we're busy back in operations. And then usually 8 to close, we're trying to figure out the best way to help our team members get out as fast as they can while also serving the guests really well. One of the things is team member experiences is huge for us because we do recognize that our team members are our greatest asset. So we want them to be able to come into work and feel that they have the necessary tools and the resources to be successful. So anything that we can do to make their lives easier is our ultimate goal. So that's the typical life of like where we are now. We can talk a little bit about pre-grand opening, which was a ton of fun. We got to do, if you want to talk about the interview process and how
what's
we kind
of like, what yeah. is that like? Cause again, yeah. let me just speak. Cause from experience, it's like the people are amazing. Your employees are amazing. Your team members, right? They're more than just that. They're team members. They're probably part of the family. It's like, how do you, and how does Chick-fil-A do it? How do you hire such amazing people? Cause some of these people I'm like, you guys are awesome, you know? Yeah. What's that like, Maddie?
Yeah, man.
Well, yes, Lebanon is amazing. So luckily we had about 1,000 applicants that holy applied. So funny story, we got back from our honeymoon August 4th, I think it was, that Sunday. And then Monday morning at, I think it was like 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., we had about 60 interviews scheduled.
Whoa.
Ready to rock and roll that day. So we've been able to meet a lot of incredible people in that community. And we partnered, it was me, Marty, Greg, our operating partner, just doing interviews nonstop, meeting all these incredible people. And luckily we were able to bring on, we have about 150 team members right now.
150 team members
mm-hmm.
for that, for your Chick-fil-A restaurant, 150. Yes. Whoa, yeah. I thought it would be a lot less than that. Wow. I mean, I guess, you know, okay. So when you hire someone, what are you looking for in them? What characteristics?
Yeah. So through that, we hire on three principles. It's character, competency, and chemistry. So really we have baseline questions for those of that hit on character, competency, and chemistry. So character is essentially, we're looking for who are you as a person? What are the things that you value? Competency, we have a few competency questions in the service industry that we'll ask, see if you're on the essential level of, hey, like this makes sense. This is how I would deal with a customer. And are we able to trust you to deal with service level industry task? And then chemistry is more of cultural related questions. Like, do you align with us? Do you align with our vision at our store? Are you going to align with our team? So through that, our biggest thing is we try to get two of the three, which are character and chemistry, are our two biggest ones. Competency okay. is usually something that we can teach and train. But the two non-negotiables for us are character and chemistry. So with that, if you hit on those two or three, it's usually we proceed forward. The other things that come into a factor also are just other things such as like availability and are we able to meet you where you're at to give you the best opportunity.
You're just two people, right? So you can't see every guest and greet everybody. So these team members are technically the face of Chick-fil-A. I mean, when you pull up to the drive-thru, that's the first person you see is someone that's going to take your order. So it's very important that they, like you said, align with your values and the mission statement of what you're trying to achieve. And you mentioned Greg, was it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what is Greg's role? Real quick, because I didn't know, is he like a third owner operator, or is he someone older with more experience? Like, what's the role? I'm not saying you don't
yeah,
have experience, but like,
no, for what's sure.
his? What, how does he play into this?
Yeah, Greg, if you're listening, we love you to death. So I know we might not say that enough to you, but we do. So Greg is actually my best friend since I was three. We went to preschool together.
Wow.
We've competed against each other our whole lives. Consider him family. His family's my family. My family is his family. So we grew up together. He is our operating partner. So he has a bunch of Chick-fil-A experience as well. Basically, I remember we lived together in Baltimore when I was just joining Chick-fil-A. And it was during COVID. So he used to be a golf pro, which was really cool. But during COVID, a lot of places shut down for a season of time. So golf was shut down for a period of time. So basically brought him to work with me one day. And Mr. Yeah. Brian was there. And he interviewed with Mr. Brian, and Mr. Brian was like, yeah, I have a spot for him if he wants to join the team. So then Greg hopped in with us. So I got to work with my best friend for 3 years before Chick-fil-A corporate. And Mr. Brian poured into him just because Mr. Brian is one of the nicest and best people out there. So poured into Greg. Greg and fell in love with the company as well. And then during LDP, we travel around the country and we open up grand openings. We're able to bring trainers out. So Greg would come out to every grand opening that we did and serve alongside us. So really, like, he not only like does he have our full and utter trust, but he is such a good friend. We consider him family. And he does such amazing work. So if you're in the store and you see Greg, just give him a shout out. Fun fact about that as well. That is the friend that introduced us together to meet because he is dating her best friend. So
okay.
Yeah. So it's Greg, been a
he's great, intertwined in all
yeah,
of this.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So
shout out to Greg. That's yeah, awesome.
We love Greg.
Yeah. So Maddie, what would you say when customers arrive to your location, what can they expect?
When customers arrive, so our guests, we love to serve them through the drive-thru, and we also have a mobile-thru platform, which is very popular here, so thank you to everyone that's been trying that out on their app. And then also we offer the dining room scenario, and we have a really great play area as well, where a lot of families and children have been able to enjoy that area. So when they go through the drive-thru, they should see a friendly Chick-fil-A employee greeting them, asking them to take their order and how they can best serve them. And then inside as well, when you enter, you go to the left to the counter, and we're happy to serve them in any way that we can.
Yeah. From experience, your team members, very respectful. You can tell they are caring. And again, just they handle themselves very professionally. So y'all are doing a phenomenal job. What would you say is the vision for your new Chick-fil-A Lebanon Plaza restaurant?
Yeah, of course. This is something you have so much time to think about of like, hey, like, what do you want your vision to be? What is your vision for whatever, whether it's life vision, whether it's business vision, whether it's store vision? You have a lot of time to think on it. And we probably went through quite a few. But one of the things that we were really keen on was, have you ever been to a company and like their mission or vision is like so long and you have no idea what it is?
Yes.
And nobody can tell you actually what it is. But like, if you read it on a piece of paper, it's probably awesome. But it's like, how impactful is that actually to your team? So we were like, hey, like, how do we condense this so that people know what our vision is? And ours is three words. And the goal is that all our team members know it, and that the customers and the guests know it. And that our leadership live it, right? So ours is be the light. That's it. So three words, be the light. In everything that you do, we just ask for our team members and our leadership is to be the light for anyone that you come in contact with in the store. Through that, we don't, like when we talk about our vision, like you don't have to be the best at a position. You don't have to be the fastest. The only thing that we ask you to control is your effort and your attitude, and that you're the light for the people that you come in contact with. Everything else we can work with. So like really for our vision, not only is it when we think of it on our level of, hey, like, how are we going to portray this into our team? We want to be the light to create a safe place for our team members to come. Like, that is our ultimate goal. Especially, we mentioned this before, you never know what the story or the journey that people are going through, but we can control in our four walls that our team members have a safe place to come. They feel protected, they feel loved, and they feel cared for. If we're able to hit on those things, that means that we are winning. And I think we have done an amazing job with that. And we make it very clear to our team members that there is no problem too small, no problem too big that you can't come to us for. If we don't know the answers, we will help you find the answers. But we will do everything in our power to give you a safe place to talk and a safe place to be. We also want that to be a representation for our guest as well. When you walk in those four doors, you know, hey, I'm going to be taken care of. I'm going to be loved for it. I'm going to be cared for. And this is a place I know I can bring my family. A place that I can either bring a first date, I can bring after homecoming, whatever that is, you know what you're going to get when you come in those four doors. At the bare minimum, you're going to be treated well and that you're going to be loved and cared for no matter what your situation is. Through that, our goal is to obviously give the best operational excellence, and we're going to strive every day to get better, but our bare minimum is to love and care on everyone that comes in contact with us. And then when we think on a larger scale is our school, our store, when you hear Chick-fil-A Lebanon Plaza, you're like, man, like that store is a light to our community. So with that is like, how do we give back? Just some of the ways that we have focused right now, two of our biggest focus points are teachers. Maddie comes from the education system, but it's also something that's been so influential in my life as well is, hey, these teachers and school systems, they are the people that are really pouring into our youth, and they are developing the people that come out to be business leaders, to be workers in society. Like, these are the people that are so influential in their lives. How can we support and just make their lives a little bit better and a little bit easier? So we did our first 100 giveaway to local teachers in the Lebanon School District, which was really cool. We were able to feed every school teacher in Cornwell and Lebanon with a free entree, which was really awesome. Some of the other things is, like, we participate in a shared table program with Chick-fil-A, which is really cool. So
What's that? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No worries. Sure, shared table is, hey, so this is, like, through a restaurant, obviously, like, we have food that we don't utilize right away, but it doesn't mean it's bad.
Yeah.
We have a quality standard that we try to meet. So when we aren't meeting that, we do have some leftover food, but we don't throw that food away. Like, we do the right steps of preserving it and taking it to where we're able to donate it to an organization. So we partner with the Lebanon Rescue Mission. So they come and they pick up every day anything that we're able to then use for their purposes, which is really cool.
That's phenomenal.
We're very passionate about of how can we make our Chick-fil-A the light to the community. Those are kind of three key areas, is being the light for our team members, being the light for our guests, and then being the light for the community. If we're able to do those things, we truly believe, like, that is our calling. That is what we've been here for. So that's how we determine our success of winning.
That's an awesome mission statement. Be the light. So simple, so clear. You know what I mean? It's not long and boring. It's not winded. That was a perfect segue, Marty. I wanted to talk about your recent event. You had Kicking for Chicken event at Lebanon High School's home football game. What was that experience like?
Oh, my goodness. Honestly, it was a dream come true. It was so much fun. Never thought we'd be in a position where we could run a little halftime show, which was a blast. But just being able to be a part of Lebanon High School, we have so many students from Lebanon from all the high schools nearby. So it was really cool to be able to go out there, support their sports team. But to bring the cow out and just see, like, the joy that it brought to people, which it's something that you can't put words around to describe. But Kicking for Chicken was really cool. We love football, so we love any kind of, like, halftime, like, gimmick or show or those kind of things. So we did a 25-yard field goal. They did a raffle for any student that wanted to put their name into it. They drew it from a hat. And they have a chance to hit a 25-yard field goal. And if they hit it, they get 25 free entree cards, which is really cool. Oh, so wow. That's a 8-count nugget, a chicken sandwich, or a spicy sandwich. And we did it for the very first time. And she hit it, which was incredible. It was actually the soccer goalie.
Okay.
Yeah. They pulled the name from the raffle. And so
place went wild.
Yeah, girls soccer goalie. And she crushed it. She booted it. Place went wild. They had a blast. And we'll be back out there Friday of next week. Yeah, for the next one for Kicking for Chicken. So.
Oh, very cool. Wow. Okay. Are you going to have something for like the winter for basketball season or something? Do you got some plans?
Yeah, we got some stuff in the works. So we're not going to reveal it just yet. Okay. Because we got...
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. But yeah, those kind of things we love. We've seen some half court shots, some things like that. We won't be having the cow do any flips and dunks, but maybe we'll find something out in there
That's awesome. All right.
To have it.
Because I just want to, you may be familiar, maybe not, but like the Cedar Bowl, that's the big football game between Lebanon and Cedar Crest. Then there's also kind of like the Cedar Bowl, but it's the basketball version, right? And that I know gets packed because one of the things here at Color Tech that we do is sports photography. So like I've gotten to photograph locally here. We actually cover all of Lebanon County high school sports.
That's awesome.
So it's the energy like at that basketball game. I know in the past years when I've covered it is like insane. You know, the student sections are going wild and it's pretty intense. And football is also, but I think the last couple of years, Cedar Crest has just been pretty dominant, so it hasn't been. But basketball, it's more evenly matched, so it can come down to the wire. So that's hopefully awesome. Maybe you could work something in there because that would be so cool. Maddie, I want to ask you this. Has there been a mentor in your life?
Oh, that's a good question. In the education field, there's a lot of mentors, different professors that stand out. But one name or one person... the assistant principal at the school that I taught at, Dennis Heidler, shout out to Dennis. He was truly amazing. Like I mentioned earlier, teaching during COVID was very challenging and very new. And he was very supportive from just not being there physically, but supporting me at home as I was teaching. But then in person, he was just such a positive role, always in the classroom, giving me feedback. He also like would come in during lunch and we'd have personal discussions. And then as I left the education field, he was super supportive, always checking in, sending text messages, even to this day. So yeah, shout out to Dennis.
I'm sorry. Yeah, shout out to Dennis for sure. How have you, Maddie, taken like your past experience of being a teacher and kind of like morphed it into, you know, your role at Chick-fil-A?
It's kind of funny. A lot of team members have been asking me that. Just with teaching and being in the Chick-fil-A business, there's a lot of similarities. Just really learning about each person and everyone, just like learning their emotions and how to help them and serve them. And outside of that, like the organizational skills of like just keeping track of behaviors and just different standards. And I don't know how to sum it up. There's so many similarities. Yeah. And just also how every day is so different. Being flexible is very similar to being in the classroom as well. You never know what's going to happen. I love that.
Yeah, the kids in the classroom, kind of like, you know, the team members, everyone is different, or maybe someone's morning or day has affected them differently. So you have to be able to help them out or guide them, you know, I'm sure. I'm sure it's very similar like that. So let me assist. This kind of question for both of you, and Maddie, if you want to start, or Marty. A life lesson that you've learned to leave with the listeners, if you have just one that you would say.
Yeah, one that I would say. So I have two life lessons. One's business related and leadership related, and the other one is more personal related. So the business related one for me is something that I always tell my leaders is, and it's something that my dad told me going into Chick-fil-A LDP and just Chick-fil-A in general. And it just stood out to me so much, because when you step into a leadership role, it can be nerve-wracking, and sometimes you don't feel like you know everything or you don't feel prepared. But what he told me was, people do not care how much you know, they just want to know how much you care. So when you step into a leadership role, do not stress about the knowledge or different things, because you will not know everything. But if you can sit there and you can show and you can understand the people that you work with, and you can show love and care, and they know how much you care about them, and they truly know that you have their best interests at heart, those people will follow you to the end of time. So that's a huge one for me. And then the second one that I learned, that I would just challenge anyone out there, is do not be afraid to fail. Go out there. Don't be scared of failure. And try as many different things as you can till you figure out what fulfills your cup. Because there was a period of time where I was chasing essentially just monetary value of a statue of what we see in life. Of sometimes you fall into the comparison game of like, I need to get a house. I need to get married by this time. I need a car of this statue. I need a good job. And then I retire when I'm 40. And I fell into that kind of hole instead of trying new things, figuring out what fulfilled my cup. And once I had that switch, things started to fall into a place of where not only did I perform better, but I also was living a life that I was proud of, in a way of, hey, like, don't chase something that you're not passionate about, but chase what fulfills your cup, and don't compare. Comparison is the thief of all joy. So once you start comparing your life to other people, that's when it starts taking away that joy. So those are the two things that, if I could look back and just give any advice to people, is don't compare. Comparison is the thief of all joy. Chase what you are, what you love. And then the other thing is, people don't care how much you know. They just want to know how much you care.
That's great. Just adding on to that, don't be afraid to ask for help. It's okay to not know everything.
Oh, 100%. You know, not everyone knows everything. And, you know, just because you ask, no question is dumb, right? Mm-hmm. You're learning. You're advancing yourself. Definitely, you got to ask questions. So the items you brought with you today, tell us a little bit about them. What do you have going on here?
Yeah, so we brought my baseball glove and then her softball glove. We're sports people. So we grew up playing sports. At the time we were three. In sports, you learn so many different lessons, different how to work with different people, how to handle defeat, how to handle winning. We brought these because they're so not only influential of kind of how we met, but just influential of how we grew up and some of the lessons that we learned. Also, we use these sometimes when we just need a mental break. It's so easy to just go outside and toss the ball around, and you just kind of forget about some of the stressors in life, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's perfect. And then our other object that we brought is a large Chick-fil-A cow. It just shows our involvement with Chick-fil-A, and it's, I don't know, it's a cute item.
Yeah, normal. Yeah, I love it. Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, and there will be pictures up on American Grown Podcast, Facebook, and Instagram. So that's awesome. No, I love the items. Thank you guys for bringing those. So how can our listeners connect and follow along on your journey?
You can follow us on Instagram at CFA_Lebanon.plaza.
Yeah, that's our biggest platform. If you need anything, reach out through our Instagram. Maddie actually runs our Instagram page right now. She's fantastic. What? So
nice. Yeah, she does do a phenomenal job.
Yeah, she's done an amazing job. Yeah. So shout out to you, Maddie.
Thanks, Marty.
And shout out to Sky. Yeah. I saw her post, right? She had a little cow outfit on.
She had her fame.
And what breed?
Mini Golden Doodle.
A Mini Golden Doodle. Okay, yeah. And how old is she?
She turned 3 on our grand opening day.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Very cool. Very cool. So if you want to see Sky, get on Instagram. Check it out. So now, before we close out, is there anything else you'd like the listeners to know?
Yeah. So anyone listening out there to know is we just want to say thank you for everyone that has been a part of this journey. Thank you for the community of Lebanon and how supportive you have been for Maddie and I to step into this community and just allow us to put our vision into light. And through that, we just seriously from the bottom of our hearts are just so grateful to be here. We love this community. Please reach out to us if there's any way that we're able to help serve. That is our goal, is to be the light for this community. So if there's anything that you need from us, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. We will do our best to do what we can, but just thank you from the bottom of our hearts for allowing us to be here.
Yes, thank you. And please come and say hi to us at the store. We'd love to meet you.
Perfect. Marty and Maddie, Windish local owner operators of Chick-fil-A Lebanon Plaza. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. You're amazing.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop, veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.